This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وله الملك وله الحمد ويليه بيك وهو آل كل شيء كثير. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I just want to let you know I'm only going to talk for 5 minutes. So بإذن الله, if you lend me your ears, inshallah, I might give you a short reminder that might benefit you, alhamdulillah. I want to say to you first, alhamdulillah, congratulations to you as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That alhamdulillah, you have benefited from this blessed month. But what I want to remind you of is that hundreds of years ago, there was a declaration of independence. Maybe a few days ago you were thinking about it on the 4th of July. But I want you to think about the founding mothers and fathers, a group of them who rose up, alhamdulillah, against injustice. I want you to think, alhamdulillah, about a group of them that stood up, alhamdulillah, for freedom. They were given, alhamdulillah, a great document. The words in that document, alhamdulillah, will stand the test of time. The words in that document are and have become a beacon of hope to the entire world. The words, alhamdulillah, in that document, great men, women, and children, animals, nature, everything, alhamdulillah, inalienable rights. Now maybe some people think that I'm talking about something different. What I'm saying to you, alhamdulillah, is that there was a man for us to get the benefit of this document. He went up into a mountain. He went up into the mountain as a man. He returned as a prophet. And when he returned with a manifesto to guide all of humanity. It would be a declaration of independence, not in 1776. It was a declaration of independence in the year 609. It was a declaration that said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah." That declaration, alhamdulillah, with those companions following the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they stood and created, alhamdulillah, a society that became free. They were free from idolatry. That declaration of independence freed people from the worship of creation and brought them to the worship of the Creator. Alhamdulillah, we have been exerting our freedom, alhamdulillah, the freedom to fast, even though we could eat, because Allah commanded us in freedom to say, "Kutiba alaykum as-siyam." Fasting has been ordered on us, and because of our free will, we have accepted the charge of freedom, which is to act according to how Allah would have us act. In our freedom, we prayed in the night. In our freedom, we fed the needy, and we spent from the money that Allah gave us. In that declaration of independence, we said we would not only care about people who are white, but people who are black, people who are brown, people who are red. Every person on earth, alhamdulillah, who is saying they are following this guidance, they need support. We spent our wealth freely. In the month of Ramadan, as a testimony to our freedom, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, we stood, alhamdulillah, knowing the calamities, and we said, for us, we are free. That when the musibah, when the tragedy, when the crisis strikes us, we say, "Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel." وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That we have given ourselves over to Allah, and it's Allah's might and Allah's power. Alhamdulillah, that has freed us from the concern about those affairs in this dunya that might overtake us. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ وَلَكُمْ. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam wa salam kareem. I just want to remind you in the 2 minutes I have left that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you immensely just to have the wherewithal to know that you are free from anything to worship except Allah. But none of us are free until all of us are free. The Prophet ﷺ said, you are not a believer if you go to bed with your stomach full and your neighbor is hungry. You're not a believer if you don't care, Surah Al-Ma'un, about caring for your neighbor. I want to share with you right now many people who are living in this country who used to be in the middle class, they're now in what's called the vanishing middle class. The average white person in America, who's your neighbor, is not only hungry because their house is underwater, their job is sent to Mexico or to China, they're hungry and they're angry. And if you, as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and your stomach is full, and you're relying on Allah, if we don't reach out to our neighbor and say to him, we're concerned about your condition, we're going to face a great threat. By the way, the word threat starts with T. And the only way to solve it is with V. So I'm challenging you, as a Muslim, as a believer, having gone through this great test, to leave this month of Ramadan empowered. Nobody can stop us. But we have to go out and do what we've been trained to do all Ramadan, which is to care for our neighbor. And I'm telling you, your neighbor's still hungry. Even though Ramadan is over, you are eating, he's still hungry. He lost his retirement. Wallahi, I'm challenging you today. If you were a smoker, you beat smoking during Ramadan. If you was a cheater, you stopped cheating during Ramadan. If you were a liar, you stopped lying during Ramadan. You did a lot for yourself. Now I'm challenging you to leave Ramadan and do something for somebody else. Then alhamdulillah, Allah give you the reward of Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alf shahr. You're straight, you're free. Free from the hellfire. Now act like it. And go out and show the rahmah like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said he was rahmatul alameen. Brothers and sisters, I ask Allah to have mercy on us, to accept all of our prayers and our fasting, our standing in the night, and ask Allah to forgive me because I went over 2 minutes. Alhamdulillah, I ask Allah to replace it with something better. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the best in this life. رَبَّنَا أَعْتَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسْنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسْنَةً وَقِينَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَخِذْنَا الْجَنَّةَ مَعَ أَبْرَارِ. That Allah will open the gates of Jannah for you, enter you into it, and to give you the best in this life. Alhamdulillah. And the best in the hereafter. Kulu Ameen. Kulu Ameen. Kulu Ameen. What day is it? Independence Day. Salaamu Alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. Don't forget the Eid celebration Saturday. Please exit through those doors. Please exit through